Oh my God, Gracie, it is so lovely to have you on the hit list. How are you?
I'm good. I'm good. Thank you for having
No,
me.
it's an absolute pleasure. First of all, I need to know, are you in your pajamas living your best work from home life, or have you actually showered and got dressed today?
I've put jeans on today. Can you
What?
imagine? Can you actually imagine? I'm in jeans currently, but I'm not gonna lie, and it's quite tragic. The only reason I'm in my jeans are because my trackies are in the wash.
Oh, that is sad times.
Does that count? I don't know, but I'm gonna count that as productive.
Do you know what? I love that you also only have one pair of trackies. I have one pair and there's a massive hole in the bum, but because, like, I'm not going anywhere. I know. It's so bad. I really need to invest in another pair, but because I'm not going anywhere, it's like, well, fine.
I shan't invest.
Yeah. I should probably learn to, like, darn it up or something. I
Do
don't
you
know.
have, like, daytime pajamas or nighttime pajamas?
Oh my God, no. But this is such a great, that's a great idea.
Because I could wear my, like, nighttime tracky pajamas, but they are nighttime pajamas,
Yeah.
so I will not be wearing them in the day.
No, they
Like,
no,
no
they
way.
don't
They're
even come
separate.
on before 7 p.m.
Absolutely not. How will I be cozy at night? I'm fuming.
Oh my God. Oh, now Gracie, you have had like the best and weirdest year literally ever, because obviously your career as like a superstar singer-songwriter has completely taken off. But then also, just as it was taking off, you seriously lost your voice, which was obviously a nightmare. Can you tell us a little bit about it?
Yeah, I feel like I had my own little lockdown in 2019 because when I just released like my first single, and then basically I'd been writing for others for ages, so I knew there was like kind of I had a husky voice and I'd definitely overworked it. But I just released my first single, and then I got told I had to have an operation to like on my voice to take my nodules off, because otherwise I'd basically just lose my voice. And it was really scary because I guess like with this operation you just have to like sit in silence for like, well, it's like 2 weeks complete silence, and then like 2 months like you can speak for like 5 minutes, an hour, and then this, that, and the other. But yeah, those first 2 weeks sucked because you just didn't know if I'd lost my voice forever, so it was really scary. It was like, but I think, you know, so much can happen in a year, a global pandemic being the main one. Of a year later, back in my childhood bedroom, living the dream. But no, I think like in terms of, I think it made me like really appreciate music in a way I'd never, like, I didn't know how much I needed it to kind of vent out my emotions and kind of, and it made me happy. And it's like that's it makes me so like that. It makes me want to get up in the morning. So yeah, it was really good to get it back. And this kind of lockdown, I guess, this year, I felt like I just went really productive because I was like, I've done this before, but this time I can sing. So let's move things forward
Oh
from my
my
bedroom.
word. Yeah, what a year. That is absolutely bonkers. How did you communicate? Did you have like a little personal like notepad that you took around with you everywhere, and like when you went to the shops and stuff, you were like,
Yeah.
hi, like, can I have my change or something?
Oat milk, oat milk. No, I had like, yeah, so I had this like little voice app where it would speak in like a Siri tone. My dad absolutely loved it. I also had a whiteboard, but I'm like very severely dyslexic, so anytime I'd write stuff down, like I'd try and make a joke, it'd just be like my family be like, what are you trying to say, Grace? Like scribbling and like haven't written since school. I'm just like, such a
Need to
shame.
work on your handwriting.
Oh, literally.
Also, I wanted to say massive congratulations on your mini album, The Art of Closure. It is
Oh, thank
so
you.
good. Also, by the way, love the idea of a mini album. Like, why
Oh,
has this
thank
never been done
you.
before? Like, it's genius.
I always found EPs like really confusing when I was younger. I was like, what does EP stand
Yes,
for?
exactly, because it's like such an old term from like back in the days where everyone had records and stuff. And so mini album is just like, it's an album but a
Just
mini
call it what it
version.
is.
Yeah,
It's a tiny bit.
exactly,
It's a tiny
tiny
album.
album. Yeah, exactly. Can you tell us a little bit about like the themes and like how you came to write it, what it's all about?
So the Art of Closure is basically all about, it's all the songs I wrote when I was ending kind of bad things that I knew were like bad for me, like bad kind of toxic situations. And my first EP, which I put out last year, I listened back to it and I kind of felt like, not annoyed, but like it's a lot more vulnerable in the sense that like it's like me asking to be back with someone, and this one's a lot more like telling someone how I shall be treated. And kind of there's a couple of songs about like social media, and I wanted all the visuals to surround like screens and phones and like your outward facing self versus like how you are on your own. And that kind of that all of that stuff really interests me, and it's what really affected me over the period where I lost my voice and I couldn't speak, and it was literally just me alone in my brain. So it all surrounds that, really. And it's like, you know, closure is quite a difficult thing to achieve, whether that's kind of closure of a bad habit like smoking or social media addiction or I don't know, like ending a relationship. So it kind of all surrounds that, and different tracks kind of represent different stages of it.
Have you got any like tips for like closure? Like you obviously mentioned just then like social media addiction and like maybe getting out of a bad relationship. Have you learned through the process of writing this album any things that you're like, yes, that is how I need to achieve closure?
I think the reason why I wanted to call it The Art of Closure is because it's so like, it definitely depends on the person, and it's like there's no way about it. There's no just like follow this and then you will achieve it. It's like a real art form to try and nail it. But I would just say allow yourself to feel. Like if you feel sad, like don't try and pretend you feel happy, because it will just make you feel worse. I want people that listen to it to like allow themselves to just, if you're feeling sad, like listen to the song and just feel sad, and like emotions are so powerful and they're amazing, and they kind of, they'll help, you'll sort yourself out, basically. If you just allow yourself to feel it, it'll sort itself out.
Yeah, and definitely there's something really like cathartic about like listening to a song and just having like a good old cry.
Good old cry.
Yeah, and that's like absolutely fine to do that. And afterwards you're like, okay, cool, like I feel better now and 100%. Can move on. I also loved your Halloween costume, by the way, as a sort of like injured Hermione Granger. I don't really know what else to say. And your TikTok of her as well, you really suit her. Like genuinely, I was like, oh my God, like you could be. Like if they ever do a Harry Potter remake, would you ever be up for like going into acting? Are you firmly like, no, this is what I do, I'm a singer-songwriter and that is it?
I would 100% go into, I trained in musical theatre at school, so I love acting. I actually think that helped me a lot with songwriting, because it's kind of like you study how to put yourself into someone else's shoes. So when I was writing for other people, I'd be like, okay, let me kind of apply that here and see how I can get to your head and see like right from your point of view. But yeah, no, my Hermione Granger, I had to add a little scar because I get ripped from my brothers for going as like little bunnies, and like they're yes. just absolutely like the most beautiful people you've ever seen,
like Mean Girls vibes.
Yeah, yeah. And they're just like, you can't just go as Hermione Granger. I was like, okay, well, let me put this big scar on my face.
Hermione Granger with a scar.
Yeah, she's been attacked.
Yeah. Oh no. And also talking of going into other things, God, you've got like this whole like Topshop modelling thing going on as well now. I loved it.
Oh my God, no, not a model. Absolutely.
Well, oh my God. I mean, I saw you on their Instagram in like a puffy cream coat, and then you.
Oh, she was a fun coat.
And yeah, then you popped out for your daily walk the other day, and you just happened to stroll past Topshop.
I did that about four times. I filmed that about four times.
Oh, that's hilarious. You're just in the window of Topshop. What is going on?
It's kind of ridiculous. It was, yeah. I mean, that shoot was quite strange as well, because I'd never done like, a modelly thing. The theme of it was like friends and family and stuff. And like, you got to talk about your friends and family. So I was just there nattering on about my mum. Like, but yeah, it was weird because it was during COVID. So you couldn't go with like your manager or your friend. Like you just had to turn up like on your own. And it was just very overwhelming and crazy, but it was wicked. And I was just around all these models. I was like,
oh, that's so cool. How do I model? I don't know.
It was really fun though. I got to try on the fun clothes. I was just like, this is great.
What a dream. Oh my God. How are you with the whole posing stuff? Are you, do you just like, you know, is it natural to you? Are you kind of like, oh my God, bit giggly and awkward?
I feel like when someone does my hair and makeup, it's like a magician, and I just kind of turn into this like, oh, I'm feeling kind of 1, 2, 3, hey, ha, hey. But when I'm like doing it myself, I feel like the most awkward little like toe. It's crazy. Like it definitely just depends. Also, it depends on the music. Like if yes. someone's playing Lizzo and Cardi B, yeah. I am really living my life.
Yeah.
I'm giving you face. I'm giving you body. I'm giving you.
I love that you describe yourself as a funny little toe. It's my favorite thing ever. Favorite thing in 2020. Just saying. And speaking of which, 2020 obviously has been the weirdest year ever. But let's talk 2021. What are you like most looking forward to?
Obviously, a vaccine would be great. Because I just want everyone to kind of go back to normal. It's hard because I think as I feel I feel so lucky that I can do everything I can, but I feel really bad complaining because obviously there's so many people going through such horrible situations. My brother's just graduated as a doctor, so I definitely feel like I can't complain when I'm like, okay, you're on the wards living your life, saving everyone's lives.
Yeah, right. Yeah, I get you.
But I hope that we can kind of go back to normal. I'd love to do a tour, or a support tour, or any kind of live show. I've only done two to my name yet. So I'd love to get out and do some live shows and just have a boogie with people.
Yeah, for sure. And also festivals, because they are good. And we've missed 100%. Those this year, definitely. Yes, oh my God, yes. Buzzing. Gracie, 2021 at all the festivals and tours and all support tours and everything. Well, it's been so lovely chatting to you. Thank you so much for coming on the show. And I'm going to play your single 99% right now. So would you like to introduce it on KMFM?
This is 99% and I'm Gracie. I hope you like it. Woo!